Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X. It's party time, dude. How you be, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jerry. That opening song today, I guess you were playing Old Time Romans Road, huh? That's a classic apologetics track, and boy, that's an apologetics track too, because it'll tell you the way to salvation through the Book of Romans, and with a little help from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Jay is the lead singer lyricist for that Christian parody band Apologetics. Today we invite you to join the party with some awesome party rock. What's next, bro?
Sure, we have one of the earliest parodies I ever wrote for Apologetics. It's a song called Jonah Jonah. It's a parody of Money Money by Tommy James and the Shondells. Then we have a song called Jehovah. It's a parody of The Joker by Steve Miller Band. It's a song dealing with people who will try and tell you that Jesus never claimed to be God. They are reading a different Bible than I read. I'm telling you, he claimed to be God, and the rest of the Bible ascribes deity to him many, many, many times. So this song is called Jehovah. And the song after that is called Stay in the Light. It's a Four Angel Disco, as apologetics to the parody of the Bee Gees, Stay in the Light.
Fancy come round, ain't you Jonah, Jonah? 'Cause you was bound out of town, far from home, man. Living in a stomach for three long nights now. Hear me now, because the God said go to Nineveh, but you didn't, huh? I said yeah.
Jehovah, gonna show ya though you may not know yet. Look it up in John 1:1. Ooh. Ooh. And then Colossians 2:9, and Isaiah 9:6, Romans 9:5. 'Cause I'm a preacher, a born againer, a father lover, yet I'm a sinner. I play my music for the sun. He's Jehovah, I'm gonna show ya, though you may not know yet. 2 Peter verse 1:1. Mama, tell us Christ is our God. Go to 3:16, verse Timothy, and see. And read 1 John 5:20, Colossians 1:15. John 8:24, there's plenty more, we're running out of time. John 1:8.
Stand. So use the Bible.
Apologetics for the Nexus here on your radio station each week at this time. Invite your friends to join us soon. We're on the radio at WJIC in Zanesville, Ohio, our newest radio station, WLPV in Greenfield, Massachusetts, KFGB, Upper Room Radio in Topeka, Kansas, online with RackmanChristianRadio.org, and on our originating station, Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. If we're not audible on a radio station in your market yet, use the TuneIn app and tune in Angel 95 FM. The show is on there at 7 Saturday and Sunday night and 11 Monday morning in the Central Time Zone. Jay?
Yeah, I got to say, I got to welcome your new listeners in Zanesville, Ohio, and tell you that my family and I stop in your fair city generally two or three times a year because we go visit my wife. I go with my wife to visit my wife's parents down in southwestern Kentucky, and Zanesville is the bathroom stop and the last snack stop, the last gas stop on the way back to Pittsburgh. And so I'm very familiar with the gas station by the McDonald's in Zanesville. So anyway, the songs we're going to be doing next up are Play That Funny Music. You can only imagine, speaking of that area of the country, That song was actually written about Pittsburgh area and from a band from the West Virginia area while Cherry played that funky music. We actually met one of the guys in that band one time at a gas station when we were on our way to a concert. Our sound man knew him and was the original guitarist from that band while Cherry. The song after that is called Get Found Tonight, and that's a parody of the old Casey and the Sunshine Band first number one hit, Get Down Tonight. And it's about the parable of the lost sheep. And the last song is called YHWH. Continuing with our theme earlier, we had a thing called Jehovah. YHWH stands for Yahweh. It's the Tetragrammaton, the Old Testament name of God. And this gives a little more information about that with the parody of the Village People, YMCA.
Ladies and gentlemen, apologetics!
tongue. It's so much better.
I'm going out the heavenly way. I get accused of stealing.
His name was just YHWH.
Everything you've heard so far today is on Apologetics Classics Party CD. Let's move the party forward, Jay. What's next, my friend?
Sure. Next up in our parody party is a live rendition of one of our most popular songs. It was originally done by Michael Jackson, but the version we spoofed here is by Alien Ant Farm. They did a song called Smooth Criminal. Art is called Smooth Grandmama, and it's a tribute to the grandmothers out there who bring up their grandchildren and their children in the faith, carrying on a grand tradition. Exemplified by, you know, Lois and Eunice, Timothy's mother and grandmother. I guess Lois was a grandmother and Eunice was the mother, I think. I have to double check that. But very, very popular song. Very, one of our most popular songs. I can't say how many concerts we've gone to where people come to me, I'm the Smooth Grandmama, or they're wearing shirts with their sign. Very popular song. Song after that is it's called Play Now. It's a parody of All Star by Smash Mouth. And dealing with, you know, some people say, well, I already told God once, you know, I don't want to keep bugging him about this. But Jesus gave us a parable about a woman with an unrighteous judge in the Gospel according to Luke, where it says, the whole reason it says, it was given so people should know they should always keep praying and not give up. So it's okay. God did hear you the first time. But sometimes it's good for our own psyches to keep praying, because it reminds us when it finally happens. You know what? I asked him about that again and again. It's not like he didn't hear the first time. He did. But, he says, look, in life, if a woman demanding justice from an unjust judge keeps coming back, and the judge will do it just so her nagging doesn't nag him to death, how much more will your Heavenly Father, you know, answer his children who cry out to him day and night? And the last song is a song called Meshach, and this is done with another Christian group called Everlife. They used to be called Try. They have just changed their name to Everlife whenever they're from our area, from the Pittsburgh area, where they sang this with us. And it's a parody of Love Shack by the B-52s, and it's about the middle guy. He's kind of like the Larry from Mo, Larry, and Curly, the Three Stooges. Meshach is the middle guy of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in parody of Love Shack.
Shuffleboard by, really. This is stuff we worked out when we were doing the cruise with Regis and Kathy Lee a few years ago. This is our senior moment. You ready? Senior moment. Here we go. You remember it? No, it wasn't a senior moment if you remember it. We're going to dedicate one to all the grandmothers out there who have shared the faith with your grandchildren because you are so good at it. You are so smooth at what you do, Granny. This song's for you. And that's why it's called Smooth Grandmama.
Kids came out to the window, heard a sound of Barry Manilow. Came out the chocolate. She was sitting at the table, you could see she had a Bible. She ran into the bedroom, got a deep down and a perfume. Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny's not an old maid, she's a zealot with a bold face. She's a guy out the window, and she bought you an Nintendo. Last week, came into her apartment, left the mud stains on the carpet. Then she went into the next room, she was still down, it was for you. Granny likes to crochet, croquet, for dear Abby. Granny calls his road rage, slow rage, she's no tranny. Granny's got the whole day to go pray for all her family. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth grandmama. The hallway, it was Sunday, had a snack made. But then the book of Revelation was a topic of conversation. Granny, she didn't obey the Lord say in verse 320. She's standing at the doorway, so don't waste a moment, honey. And you gotta go pray, or else, babe, you won't get entry. But your daughter, okay, I won't say, I'll go pay Granny. Granny told you, okay, could you tell her that she's sorry? Died for your sins, oh, and accept him and repent, oh, whammy, give it to your heart, then you'll prostrate on the carpet. Then she ran into the next room, you sat down, there was more food. Granny karaoke's, two old tapes of Sandy Patty. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth grandma. Woo! Help us out, New Hampshire! So she baked you, so she said, well, let's see. Give it to her apartment, and the blessings only started. Then your granny took a pigeon, you were stuck now, it was her food. Pretty much of cold grapes, post eggs, bowls of candy. Pretty much of milkshakes, fruitcake, you throw legs in it. Granny's out of jokes, mate, your throat gag, so don't beg any. And before you go, babe, you must make a roast beef sandwich.
Yourself. I said, look, it's kind of dumb. If there's things that I need done, it's a shame not to call on the Lord's help. Well, my prayers start coming and they don't stop coming. I read through the rules and I think I found something. Didn't make sense not to get more done. I pray real hard because the heavenly son show what to do, said not to see. So what's wrong with praying and asking? You better go into loop, bro. 11-9 if you don't know. Pray now, it's a lost start. Get your day underway. Pray now, get a jump start. Get a move on, get faith. God is less than you know. Only you can start praying the war. It's a cold case, so your praying gets bolder. You look it up, Luke 18, you let's go. The one that meanest of men met the widow. Judge was, you know, if you have the right scripture. But I can see his face is getting pretty thin. The woman gets annoyed, so we might as well give in. The world's like diet, how about the Lord? God already likes you and you'll never get ignored. Pray now, it's a lost start. Get your day underway. Pray now for a chapter. Let me show you.
Go, look and look.
Right now, it's a lost art.
Soldier, wait, wait, wait on the Lord, baby.
Heart can't hear you.
Wait, wait,
on the Lord,
baby.
Wait, wait,
on the Lord.
I'm going to grab some punch while you tell our friends what's on our next party pile of platters here. To coin an old DJ term, Jay, what's up?
Sure. The first song is called Boy Tell the World. It's a parody of Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. One of the guys who plays keyboards on this, his name is Steve. He tells us that he was a session musician back in the day and helped on some of the Three Dog Night recordings. So we had him play on this one. I know Jimmy Greenspan was their official keyboardist, so I'm just taking this guy's word for it, but he tells us that he was. So we had him play on it, and it's about a guy named Baruch, and he was the scribe for Jeremiah. And I know a lot of people doing songs about Baruch these days, but we thought we'd hop on the bandwagon. Our song after that is about Jacob and Esau. And the thing you remember is when Jacob was a baby, Twins came out. It's a parody of Twisted Shout by the Beatles. Song after that is a Ricky Martin song, so that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? It's just a few, and it's his biggest hit, Living La Vida Loca, and our parody is called Living What Jesus Spoke Of.
Apologetics with an X, glad you could join the party today, and what shall we send them home with today, Jay?
Well, today, we are going to send them home with one of the most beloved apologetic songs from over the years. It's called I Love Apostle Paul. It's a parody of I Love Rock and Roll, and Tom Pinch, our guitarist, who joined us in 10 years ago this year, he says he played that in just about every single concert he ever played with us. We finally took it out of the set, I think, later in the year.
I'm going to grab some punch while you tell our friends what's on our next party pile of platters here, to coin an old DJ term. Jay, what's up?
Sure. The first song is called Boy Tell the World. It's a parody of Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. One of the guys who plays keyboards on this, his name is Steve. He tells us that he was a session musician back in the day and helped on some of the Three Dog Night recordings. So we had him play on this one. I know Jimmy Greenspan was their official keyboardist, so I'm just taking this guy's word for it, but he tells us that he was. So we had him play on it, and it's about a guy named Baruch, and he was the scribe for Jeremiah. And I know a lot of people doing songs about Baruch these days, but we thought we'd hop on the bandwagon. Our song after that is about Jacob and Esau. And the thing you remember is when Jacob was a baby, Twins came out. It's a parody of Twisted Shout by the Beatles. Song after that is a Ricky Martin song. So that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? It's just a few, and it's his biggest hit, Living La Vida Loca. And our parody is called Living What Jesus Spoke Of.
True God was a good friend of mine. I never edited a single word he said, but I helped him ink his lines. And he always had me write them down twice, saying, "Boy, tell the world." Oh, my voice unfurls now. Boy, tell the visions that the
Called Bought by the Egyptians. It's a parody of Walk Like an Egyptian, and it features the vocal talents of my oldest daughter, Jana, and Keith Haney, our bass player's daughters, Sarah and Abby. They've been best friends since they were just wee little kids, well, since they were babies, and this was a chance to get in the studio together singing.
Love you, amazing. Broadway show. If a movie's made
for there,
it probably sounds quite phenomenal. All because a man's brother sold him, got the money, and off they went. Was a cocky child
for there,
but that still seems inconsiderate. Going twice for a mocked up price, say.
Baby, it's a romantic letter.